a state that has a name with no history and no meaning. It is completely made up. Home to 5 federally recognized Native American tribes and where 70% of the U.S. supply of trout is produced.
Wow. It's where allegedly no one has an accent, where the first alpine chairlift operated, home to the deepest river gorge and the tallest sand dune in North America.
You're listening to Queer Money, episode number 461, and today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in Idaho. Now, on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Welcome back to those of you who have joined us for this Queer Money series. And to those of you who are brand new, we are continuing our Queer Cities series, looking at the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly cities across every single state in the country. If you're watching on YouTube, you can catch the whole series right up here. If you want to find out the math behind what we're doing, it is in that video. If you are listening on your podcast player, click the link in your podcast player.
Last week, we visited the great state of Illinois. YouTube viewers can watch that particular episode by clicking right here. And if you're listening, click the link in your podcast player. We have some more podcast love. This is a glowing Apple podcast review from Lilu. Lilu says, love listening to David and John because the insightful questions they ask their guests, worthwhile investment of your time. Thank you. Well, thank you, Lilu.
Hopefully we're getting you a great return on that investment
exactly.
of time.
If you're so inclined to give us a rating or review, please do so on your favorite podcast player. Or if you're watching, comment on one of our videos after you give it a thumbs up.
All right, let's talk about Idaho. Let's talk about that name, Idaho. The name was actually created by George Willing in the 1800s, who claimed it was a word from the Native American Shoshone term for gem of the mountains. That's a lie.
But it stuck.
It's all false, but it, for whatever reason, it did stick.
That's why telling lies is not good, because it can become the truth.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
All right.
All right.
We have an update on HRC's Municipal Equality Index ratings.
Right. Up until this point, we have been using data from the HRC 2022 Municipal Equality Index, but they did update that to the 2023 index. And starting with 2023 index, they start including what is called a state of emergency. And a state of emergency for HRC, when looking at the Municipal Equality Index, that means that this state or these states are passing laws at the state level that will supersede the laws and ordinances at the city level. So basically what that means is that although cities within these states have passed these laws and ordinances at the state level, they can deny those laws. So these are the states that are included in, as well as Idaho.
Very interesting for the party of local and small government to say, but not that local and that small.
Right. Exactly. So the states include Idaho, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Texas. Now, for many of you listening to this series and watching this on a regular basis, you know that we have covered all of those except for 2. So keep that in mind if you're going back and looking at some of those older videos.
I think that what this speaks to is because we've communicated a lot with people who live in those cities in those states who have lived successfully, and in some cases they've thrived. So what I think what this speaks to is, don't use our data and analysis as your sole decision of whether or not you're going to visit a place or move to a place. Don't use anybody's data only. Do your homework, look for a number of resources of information, talk with locals if you can, to the extent that that's available to you, and maybe visit before moving there and to get your own experience. Because the data doesn't always tell the truth. The national news doesn't always tell the whole picture. It's more of a granular discussion. Because, you know, like we've shared on episodes before, we used to have 2 cleaning ladies who would clean our condo back in the day, and they ended up moving from Denver to... where'd they go?
A small city in Nebraska. And they were a trans couple who
and
moved.
They were excited to go back to Nebraska. They loved this community, and the community, from what they told us, completely embraced them. So, yeah. You know, I think it's you got to take everything with a grain of salt and kind of do your homework. There's no one size fits all sort of answer here.
Yeah. Although we do have a super ally friend who lives in Idaho, and they did confirm to us that there's a lot of shit going down in Idaho, and it's a state of emergency.
Idaho seems to be sort of the epicenter of sort of that five state contingency where there's a lot of Christian nationalism going on. So that whole kind of area of the country, there seems to be, from recent articles I've read, a movement to sort of almost maybe like secede from the union, this five state area, and it's all based on Christian nationalism. And so it's kind of a little scariness that's going on there, so might be reason to avoid that. But of course, you know, like we said, we've talked to some people who live in those areas and they seem to be doing well, so definitely do your homework.
Yeah. So that is part of the reason why we only had six cities to look at for Idaho when it comes to the HRC Municipal Equality Index. Remember, all of these cities that are on the list, these are cities that have volunteered to be ranked by HRC. So not a surprise that only six cities in Idaho have done this.
Exactly.
So, John, who's our runner-up?
Our runner-up is, ironically, Moscow, Idaho. So why is that? Well, it scored a 62 on the Human Rights Campaign Municipal Equality Index. That is the second highest for the state, so we're talking relativity here. Home values average $445,000 per property. That comes in the middle for the state. Rent comes in at $1,335 a month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. Also in the middle for the state. Cost of living is 99.1% of the national average. Also in the middle for the state. Average income is $59,000 a year, slightly below the middle for Idaho. Median income comes at $46,000 per year. That's in the middle for Idaho. And this is sort of an example of where getting enough D's can sometimes earn you a B.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the things to note about Moscow is it is one of the home of one of the larger universities in Idaho. So it may be a mecca for LGBT folks who live in that area saying, hey, this is probably one of the safer places to go to. Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. All right, who's our winner? Well, I think most of us are not surprised. Boise. Why is Boise at the top? Well, it did get the highest HRC Municipal Equality Index score for the state, coming in at 73, still well below what we would want to see. Home values coming at $473,000. That is slightly below average for the state. Rents come in at $1,748, which is just above average for the state. The cost of living, 119.6%, which is the highest in the state. But then average income, $81,000, and median income, $54,000. Both of those were the second best in the state. The suburb of Meridian, the suburb of Boise, which is Meridian, actually had the highest average and median income, but it had one of the lowest HRC municipal equality scores, coming in at 50. So one of the things we want to keep in mind when we're looking at these cities is that it depends on where in the city you live. When more often than not, when we talk about a city, we are talking about that inner city or that urban core of the city. When we're talking about large cities, not necessarily every single suburb. So be careful when you're looking at the various suburbs of cities that we rank or we include in our listing.
I will share. I've never been to Boise, but we do have a good friend who's there, and she keeps trying to get us to move there and says it's a very welcoming place for LGBTQ people. And we have another good friend who lived there for a hot minute, and she loved it, but for family reasons, she couldn't stay there much longer than a little while. And she tried to get us to move there. So take that as you may. So good things about Boise: it is the state capital, obviously, and it is on the Boise River, so that's fun. The gay culture is mostly downtown. There isn't a gayborhood, so to speak, but most of the gay culture is downtown. Check out BoisePridePages.com to support the local LGBTQ+ businesses in that area if you do go to visit or to move there. Check out the community center at tccidaho.org for support and local services. And then Pride is typically in September. It was September 10th this past year. And you can visit BoisePrideFest.org for more information about that and future prides.
Well, congratulations, Moscow and Boise. We, again, want to remind you, this is all taken with a very subjective look at a state that is very, very red. So this, these two cities, congratulations, may be the refuge cities in the state of Idaho.
Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
On next Thursday's Queer Money Bonus episode, we're covering the most affordable and the most gay-friendly city in the state of Hawaii.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have an amazing weekend. Oh,